WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 17th century, a Mexican nun named Sor Juana gained notoriety writing poetry and plays that eventually invoked the wrath of the church and the government of New Spain. Now the Mexican poet and critic Octavio Paz has written a biography of this extraordinary woman. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Sor Juana.
When my children went off to college, the only decent advice I had to give them was to take the teacher, not the course. A good teacher will make any subject seem terrific and surprise us into thinking. On this same principle, I picked up Sor Juana, not because I was particularly interested in a 17th century Mexican nun who wrote Baroque poetry, but because Octavio Paz had decided to write a book about her. I'd never heard of Sister Joan, except for some references in an earlier book by Paz, The Labyrinth of Solitude, his brooding masterpiece on the Mexican psyche, that dark and bloody compound of pyramid and cross, of the Spanish sword and the Aztec heart. Paz is one of those Latin American polymaths so daunting in his range of interests, his command of languages, his intimate acquaintance with Marx and Freud and Sartre and Unamuno, his even more extraordinary delvings into Asiatic cultures and religions, that we don't just sit at his feet, we're inclined to grovel. Poet, critic, philosopher, and Mexico's ambassador to India until 1968, Paz can teach anything he wants to. His claims for Sor Juana are huge. She was, he says, not only one of the greatest poets in the Spanish language. In her career in the court of the Viceroy of New Spain, in her years in the convent of San Geronimo, in her silencing by the apparatchiks of the Inquisition, and in all that she couldn't say in her poems, plays, essays, and letters, she embodied every contradiction of the age and empire. She was, as well, a heroine of modern feminism, a woman who insisted on knowing and remarking about everything in the world of the 1600s. She thought she'd be safe in the convent to do so. She was wrong. And we misread her if we think her renunciation of her own works, written in blood in 1692, was a kind of saintly conversion. It was, suggests Paz, more like the confession of the Bolshevik Bukharin to imaginary crimes in the Soviet purges of the 1930s. Totalitarian orthodoxies, like Stalinist Russia and Catholic Imperial Spain, insist that the victim blame himself for the crimes of the state against him. This alone would be the stuff of a wonderful story, a different kind of singing nun, at least as good as Lope de Vega, anticipating Mallarmé, brought down by inquisitors and misogynists. But Paz has a great deal more to say about Neoplatonism, royal etiquette, and triumphal architecture, about auto-de-fés and the fiesta, about mannerism and the Baroque, about art and culture and social order as a series of correspondences, patterns in the carpet, about Jesuits and the repressed in history, and the Protestant Reformation as a habit of radical criticism that evolved naturally into democracy and then into the modern moral conscience as we know it everywhere, except, of course, in Mexico. Of Mexico, Paz says, "We had no age of critical philosophy, no bourgeois revolution, no political democracy, no Kant, no Robespierre, no Hume, no Jefferson." I won't pretend that Sor Juana is an easy read. I will insist that, like James Billington on Russia in The Icon and the Axe, and Karl Shorsky on the pre-war Vienna of Wittgenstein and Freud, it is intellectual history at its most dazzling, a graduate school for the modern mind.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he's also media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Sor Juana by Octavio Paz.